Chazov, we spoke about it in the past years. He says it's not dumb, he's mayor tremendously.
When we ask ourselves, there are two approaches to Nisim that are both wrong. One approach is the approach of the so-called philosophers or rational people. I mean, Mefarshim, Rishonim, that he was chaylik on. That you look at Nisim in terms of physically trying to figure out how it worked. So the cloud came here, the cloud went there, this, that, the other thing. The problem with that mahalach is that down at the bottom it's still a nes. And down at the bottom it's called a nes. And it doesn't make any sense. And there's just a limit. You can say Yetzias Mitzrayim was the wind. The Kriyas Yamsuf was the wind. If the wind was a normal wind and Kriyas Yamsuf happened to happen, then it's not a nes. And then you're being kaif in the fact that it's a nes. If it happened in particular, if it happened in an oifin that wasn't natural, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a wind that such force had never been seen at a time that winds never happen, then what's the difference? What's the point of saying the nes is in the water or the nes is in the wind? Bottom line is, it's a fruitless exercise. That's one extreme. The other extreme is nisim anisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does phenomenal, all-powerful things, and he zaps the world whichever way he wants, and so on and so forth. So besides the klolistika havana that he's great and mighty, there's no Tosefis havana or giluyim. It was the only gilu we have from all the nisim, from the first nes of the matter with the nochash to chveis maimer asinai to is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is big and mighty. That's not a very comfortable idea that you're learning a lot of chumash, and the only point is only one point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really really big and mighty. I once had a roommate, a Siddusha boy, the mere very nice person, but he wasn't into the Lomdisha world. And he once had to say a chabura, and he was very, very nervous. His mamash finally comes in one day, tells me he has a chabura ready. Oh, so I listen. So there was a whole bunch of kashas on Iran, which was, very famous kashas problems. So I asked him, good, what do you see from this? What you see from this is that this run is a very difficult run. And with that, he turned over and he went to sleep. And it was a very, so what do you get from all that? Befrat Lamashal, the morale stops on the Gemara. It says, a machloikis, three man yomrim, when Yeshua said, Shemesh be given daim, was it 12 hours each place? Was it 24, 36 hours? This, that? What's the point of it? I mean, if it was all just nes, then what's the point of machlokes, where it's 12 hours, 18 hours, 36 hours? It's just mindless. So Ramal says, Yisoy Gadol Ad Ma'id. He says, there is a world of Nisim, and there's a world of Teva. It's a world. And as such, it has Mahalchit. In other words, let's take an example. Let's take a very small example. In physics, for instance, we know that there are certain laws that apply to a macro world, and certain laws apply to a nano world. There's a world that the normal world has its laws. When you get to a certain size, then it has a different set of rules that govern it. Each one is a self-contained unit. It works 100% of the time in that mahalach. Teva means that when I take a rock and I throw it at somebody, it hits him. And if it's hard, it hurts him. And if he's weak, he falls down. That's Olam HaTeva. And that's the way, that's the entire set of rules. In Olam HaNeis, if this other person is a tzaddik, then the rock doesn't hurt him. If the rock wasn't told to hit the other person, it doesn't hit the other person. It's got its own set of rules and mahalchim. Like the Ramban says, in a very, very, it's one of his big yisaidis, that kol ha-Torah kula is nisim nistar. He said, when a person eats chametz, or he lives with a nida, there's nothing in the world, there's no rhyme nor reason in teva, why he should suffer. It's not better, it's not worse. So in olam ha-teva, there is not any reason for these things to happen to him. So Bal Karchuch, the entire Torah is a meshing of Nisim with an Olam of Teva. The reason why it's a nes nistah is because we don't have to attribute it. When I see somebody ate chametz dying, I don't have to say it's karis. He was old, he was sick, he was this, he was that. It's not, it's covered up. But the em is to that a mitzvah should be a goyrim for toiv and a veirat goyrim for ra in the world of teva is meaningless. So he says the nisim in Mitzrayim was nes ba'ifin kloli is an interjection of the olam hanisim into the olam ha-teva. There is for a time a Kadosh Baruch Hu warps olam ha-teva and turns it olam ha-nes. That is what a nes is. So b'meila nisim are not just pachat. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what great fireworks can we make? How about stopping the sun and the moon? Amidas levana and chama are significant. 12 hours to 36 hours, and Maral explains. So we understand it in the terms of the world of Nisim. So here also, the Makis were the Olam of Nisim descending into the Olam HaTeva. For a Tekufa, there was a suspension of Olam HaTeva, and you had Olam Nisim. But Olam Nisim has its Mahalchim. There's a famous Chassidus Shavat, I think it's the Chiddush Rim, says the reason why it's called a Seder is because it's an order of nisim. It's an order of structure. It's not just stam a helter skelter of nisim. It goes with a certain seder. So he says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings nisim, he brings it from the olam elyon, the olam nivdol, Hashem Yishom Boim Nisim. Ol olam timtzei ki hadavar shu kadosh v'nivdol legamri hu asiri. The tenth is always kadosh Hashem. Ki asiri tamid kadosh Hashem, like it says the pasuk by Ma'ase Behema, and we know that in Kedusha Pachas Masara and Assyria Kodesh Yom Kippur is Kodesh. The tenth Nekuda is always Shayach to the world of Kedusha. V'inya zeh Ashur Kodesh Enka Mok Levaya. V'pnei kach, kashahei v'ashem z'baruch ha-nisim olam ha-kodesh ha-nivl olam teva chomri hoye esa. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings nisim, the number which appropriately represent the nisim is 10. In other words, it was an interjection of the Olam of Eser to our world. Kimadregas Olam Hanivdol Shu Nivdol Olam Ateva Nechshav Esek Negamatzeh Kiasiri HaKodesh. So we're saying, let's give an example. There's something called eating Chulin Al Tairis HaKodesh, or Al Tairis Truma. A person can treat Chulin as if it were Truma or Maisa. Or Kodesh. It means you're taking the rules of Kodesh, of Tum and Tyre that apply under Kodesh, and you apply them to the world of Choyl. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a Madreg of Olam HaNivdol, which says, you were Mitzai Yisrael like this, this marker comes. You did this, this marker comes, and so on. So 10 is the number, 10 is the Tzura of things that are B'Kedusha. Omnam. Mashamarnu ke'olam ha'nivdol nechshav madregas esek ve'olam hazeh zeh mitzad b'meshu nivdol b'lvad lo mitzad madregas shleimus le'gamri kizehu madrega acheres yoisal yoina u'lekach, and this is the new sheets here, heveleim oid makis mi madregas shleimus olam ha'nivdol v'zehu madrega acheres yoisal yoina. Let's talk about this is going to be another Nakuda that he's bringing in. One of the things that get confusing sometimes is each number has its own characteristics, and people have which number is more important, which is better. Let's explain first outside what he means here, and then we'll talk about it. The number five has a certain shleimus. In other words, and we'll just, explain. Number five has a certain shleimus, which we'll explain in a minute. And when we speak about five on top of ten, when a person says the tenth nekuda, he's talking about a nekuda that's above this world. But it's not a complete metzius. For instance, let's take a mashal that we can understand. Sometimes a person has an inyan that he's thinking about, and he dehers a tif in the kuda. That's really a very deep nekuda. But that nekuda that he dehers does not have a fully fleshed out svara. rayas, kashas. Sometimes a person gets, I think this is the point, but I can't put it exactly in words. I can't explain when it's nogea, when it's not nogea, what in yanim are like it. I just have the very tip of the iceberg. That's one dagger of getting to kedusha. And then there's a second dagger when you flesh out that nekuda and it becomes a davar shalom. You find a lot of times, even an Adam Gadol, you find he reached a certain nekuda. You say you saw X by him, and then there's a description sometimes written about people that mishnasei was stura, like he wasn't just you could see like this type of, he had a whole framework of activities based around that nekuda. So when you're reaching up high, the highest point you can reach is 10. That nekuda is kilu the nekuda of nivdal of kadosh, but on that plateau, there's a difference between a peak of a mountain, which all you can do is climb on the mountain, miyala bahar Hashem. So a mountain that ends in a peak is very good for planting a flag and taking a picture, but you can't really stay there and build anything on it. And then there's a plateau where you can build a whole settlement, a whole house, and so on and so forth. So you have a dag of kedusha a person reaches, and then you have a shleimus of that inyan. Five is shleimus for the following reason, and the Maral says this. I think we've seen it. Der Chaim, in the beginning of Ner Mitzvah, the Maral speaks about four as being his pashtus, and four is usually negative. There's a whole list of things, the four that are not very good, and it's ke'ilu if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the nekuda, then running away from it, you can run in four different directions. Everything else is a combination of Tzofen, Darim, Mizrach, Meir. So four is always going away from the Nekuda. Five is when there's a point that keeps together all the different hispashtas. So Ufa Ratz, the Yom HaKedma, Yom HaTzofen HaNegev HaKedma, you spread out in all directions. If each one runs away, then it's not good. Four directions is not good. Five is good because it means four directions tied to the middle. So the number five has in itself a nekuda of shleimus, which is the nekuda. So when you have five on top of 10, that's when you have something that shayach to the olam hanivdol and a shleimus tike mahalach to olam hanivdol. So that's what he says here. V'zeshem chazal ayam nema v'ya yisod asyarek doyla. V'evachach hevelim oid makas madrega shleim zol manivdol. V'ze madrega acheres yoysel yon. V'zeshem chazal al ayam nema v'ya yisod asyarek doyla. K'ayad yesh lo shleimus. V'loika ha'etzba. V'ayad shleimus ha'dechomish etzpoz. The hand is shown, the reason why a hand is typhus is because a person can grab everything and pull it back. In other words, the tefisa of a yad is that no matter what the object is, I can put my hands around it, and it's held on by one hand. So the yad reaches a certain point, but it's the fingers that take around an entire object. If a person wouldn't have a finger, he could touch the point, but he couldn't grab it. He couldn't surround it and grab it. V'zeshan chazal ala yom nema v'yayisos yorek doyle, k'ayad yesh lo shleimus. The complete shleimus of the yad is five fingers are what it takes, and the truth is it's the one opposable thumb and the four that can basically go around something. One point on the kudin itself is b'chlal no shleimus because it's not going any place. Two points can only go one direction. Four does not have any two nekudas can only form a line in one direction. It has no width. Four goes this way and then it goes in the other way. So four spreads out on all directions. kikashataniach aber in kudes nechachem as yesh kan shetach meruba. Omna, dovazer mitzarat stodna mechulakim. That's four sides is the different sides. Vim aber bovach inkatzad mechulakyose. Four different sides. Amitzar achtos eladalat stodim enemis achtnatzad mechulakim rak aliem tsoyesh betoichom. The four pieces come together only when there's an akuda that puts it together. Shu'enetzad ve'atzmoa chamishi vu'achtes ha'shetach. Ulefigach yesh be'shetach b'chinas mecholokim ad chavisha arba la'arvet stodim asher kol tzad ofnei atzmoi and the chamishi dem tzoy shenetzad le'gamri v'al yodei arba tzodim es'achti. Mal says in other places, in Derech Chaim, he says that that's the tzur of the letters like that. Dalet is a line of length and a line of width, and hey is a nekuda on the side. Hey is a nekuda besides the length and the width, meaning the muscle. If let's say it's like sometimes you have like a mechanical claw and you can grab something, but there's not enough power to pull the thing. So basically, all you have is the spread without any ability to be tayfus and grab it. V'zomer chazal m'sech tis obis minayin l'chamisha shiyashav eski b'toyre sheshchina b'neihem talmud loyma v'agudosa el eretz yosta ad kan. It says five people sitting and learning. The first time you find five people, five. I mean, a minion is a minion. A mezumin is three. One. Five people in halacha, I mean, there's a bezna of five. That's needed for chalitza. I'd be hard-pressed to find anything else. It's called an aguda, five people. V'cheni agis anachaynik mechich besukah b'shmaitze dekonim v'dekronim. V'loma aguda b'chamisha dafka. Why isn't aguda five? V'haynu. Ki arba b'nei shem mechulokim. Four is, so let's understand this nekuda. Three is a hechreya between two nekudas. Five is a tfisa that takes all the nekudas around. So actually, Yavak Kosa, Shlis Yachir Beinehem brings it back to one point. At the end of the day, you're left with one nekuda, but not the whole surrounding. With the achdus of five, you have all these pashtos, but it's yet part of one big picture. Kashesh chamisha hu egur echad adem tsoyem achza arba. Ki kashesh em tsoy al yodim is achten kol arba, ulefika chamisha him aguda. Uma shehikshu a toisvis, de masha shom gabe eze, if davi posu chamish avi igud, de vade afi poches avi igud, av leena igud sholim. Ki chamisha is the shleimus of igud. Igud means the tying together. So when you have the most disparate parts and there's a piece that's teifus, all the different possibilities, that's called aguda in a stronger sense. Ki chamisha v'igud sholeh v'inkud sheklal. Olefika chayad shesh b'chomish et spoyos hu klal sholeh. Umipnei, shebimitzrayim shumokim proti, hoya makish shom esem makis bolvad. Mitzad shoya makis boim in oylem ha'nivdol, shenechzer v'asor lo oylem ha'zeh. Avloi hoya makis mitzad shleimus oylem ha'nivdol. Lefikach nikru ha'makis etzba lekim. So therefore, Mitzrayim, there was only could be Esamakis. But Alayam show ain't a product of Mitzrayim. Ki timotze be'oilom mekoymes harbei. V'loikin ayam ki ayam hu echot. Ulefiko chamakis ezebosha mitzat shleimus oilom anivdal v'shleimus hadovu chamishak mitzvah lamayla. In other words, any part of the world that's specific, the most you can do is you can reach a nekuda that's beyond that makom. But there's no makom tfisa, just like muscle ma davadim. Let's take an example. A person is in an environment that's lacking in ruchnius. He's whatever is in an environment that's. So if you pump up the person, if you inspire him, then what he can do here is there's a world higher than that which we see around us. There's a world of Shmiras Mitzvahs, of Isaskus Betoira, of Aliyah, whatever it is, that's beyond it. But a tfisa in what the world is and a complete sense of it, that's something that's not shy. Because in that makom, at the best, you can reach the sense that there's got to be something more than that, but not the thing itself. And then a makom that's mufka from being meshubit to A, B, or C, there you have a sense of an entire ruchnisig world with norms and so on and so forth. Lefikach, hamakas ha-shebosha mitzat shleimus oylem ha-nivdol, u shleimus ha-dovu chamisha, k'ma shesbo ha-lemailo. ולפיקה חוי המקס בהם חמישים. כי מצד שהמקס הם העולם הניבל בלבד, הם עשור כמו שהסבור. ובמה שמצד שלהם עשור העולם הניבל, המקס הם חמישים. So, in other words, if five of those tens create a sense of a complete world, that is a davar shalom. So, in other words, ten is the unit of things that are shayach to olam hanivdol. Five tens is a completely fleshed out olam hanivdol. It's an olam hanivdol that has in itself a full metzias of ruchnias that's beyond. And that was b'meila shayach only on the yom and so on. I don't think we'll go right in this. Rabbi Lozer will wait for next year, Mitzvah Hashem. I just wanted, I guess, make ha'ara about it's, you know, some of the things we've seen here are things that it's easier to apply and you can use it for day to day, and some of the things are a little harder. It's, and sometimes you ask yourself, I mean, it's very nice, but what's the point of it? It's one of those things that either you get it or you don't get it. For a person to live in a world, let's take a mashal. A person is taken from Africa, from the depths of Africa, and dumped into America. So everything is, wow, it's different, unusual, but you learn. If you press a button, a light goes on. If you open the computer, an email comes in. You can learn basically the things and live with it. It's an extraordinary tzimtzum hadas of a person. It requires an especially small-minded person not to ever try to figure out why, how, you know, anything about underlying except for which button pressing brings which light. A person is also in the yonim that are omer b'ruma shel olam. He's going to say tonight. This was the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael, made them a meleches kahanim and goy kadosh. There are in yonim that a person has to work on himself. That's correct. It's mitayer himself and mekadosh himself. Those are definitely in order. But can it be that the same havana, the same Haggadah that served you at 5 can serve you at 50, can serve you at 120, that's the Gadlus of the Haggadah. But that the same commentary, that the same Machshava that you had in 5th grade when the Rebbe taught Haggadah and in Beis Medrash and 10 years later could serve you, that's extraordinary. That's something that it's hard to see how a person can be satisfied with it. Doesn't a person have any sense of godless, any sense of broad, any sense of breadth, any sense of depth, any sense of, there's a big, I mean, Akash Bo created Marcus, he what, just dumped the Marcus and, you know, and zapped and more fantastic Midrashim, still more fantastic Midrashim. I mean, it's all fireworks. What was the Dvar Hashem in the Marcus? And if the ideas keep repeating themselves, yeah, Akash Bo wants to show how all-powerful he is and how puny Mitzrayim is. And so I don't have a taina to a person who creates a commentary for everybody. And you've got to start with that. You understand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us Yarek Doyla. We shouldn't think that we're the ones in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, and so on and so forth. That's definitely the Aleph Beis. And today, you know, a lot of people are starting with Aleph Beis. But how could someone who's a Bar Das and a Ben Torah and somebody who's learned still live with the same depth of machshava or shallowness of machshava that he did 10 years ago? To me it's astounding. You know, it's understanding there's a big world out there, and unfortunately people look for Kabbalah, as holding the key to the mystery of the Bria. Kabbalah is also words. I mean, and especially the way people do it. So the Mekubal said the world's going on Thursday or Monday. You know, what if it's a long holiday? Would they push it off the world ending to Tuesday or not? You know, is that really interesting? Like Rambam says, the people whose inquiry is what color grass is in Olam Haba and how many flavors soda do they have? I mean, I don't know. It's got to be a very, very small mind to think like that. I mean, Akash Bozma Gala, big things, 10 markers, 50 markers, 250 markers, 500 markers. there's something there, and even if we can't flesh out, like he says over here, the darg of 50, 5 times 10, where it's a whole mission, but that's in fact that a person perceives a nekuda beyond where he is. To me, it's an extraordinary, it gives meaning to it. The fact that every Pesach you can sit down and you'll see another nekuda in depth past where you were. I mean, it used to be you'd find exotic midrashim, you'd find exotic stories. Baruch Hashem today with printing and computers, every exotic story there is until they make up new ones, they're all printed already. That's not going to enhance a person's understanding. I mean, a person's primarily bar das, and a person is a certain, what's the term called, moichem de gathos, a certain greater havana. I mean, everyone can find his own sefarim, Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of sefarim around, and there are some very good sefarim that deal with these things, but the main thing is, if you don't look for it, you're not going to find it. And if you don't use your mind, whatever you read, anything that you read or browse, is not going to get you further than where you are. It's where you use your mind, where you have to use your mind and chew a little bit, and think a little bit, be mesamek a little bit. The same thing is true in looking at the Inyanim Mitzvah Halacha. There are some very nice forum in terms of the halachic pilpulim on the Yom Tovim. And certainly these Inyanim, I mean, you know, everyone has their own time and so on. Find the nekuda. It has to be something that's, it's not easily, you need to chew on it. You can't just pop it down. Bola, you know, is lo yotza. If you can swallow it glibly. And yeah, the main point is that this shows us how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how wondrous his miracles and deeds are. You know, so that's karcho besiv ubala. It's nothing. I mean, you took a husk, put it around, and dumped it in. The whole agada goes down with that. That's certainly not meirachki. So things that don't mean anything to you in this sphere and that sphere. There's also karcho besiv. I mean, it's also swallowing something. Here. But a person should find an akuda that with chewing on it, he has something in it. That's really what we aspire to. I mean, this is a dogma for me. This serves us, but just to see, take a look at the Rachvas Hadas. When you read this, it's first of all, it's after Dayan already, and you can smell the Knelech already at this stage in Agadah, so it's kind of competing very toughly. But it doesn't look, he says 10 makas, 50 makas, 250 makas, 500 makas. Doesn't what are we trying to do over here? I mean, take a look how much there is, how many different Hezber went through, and they're not each Hezber is a shlomo to the other Hezber, they're not each one is another aspect of it. I mean, just the general limit to it, to me, is very, very uplifting. And everybody has to find his own svarim and things. Okay, so we'll hold it here. We'll not no shir tomorrow, Mitzvah. Okay.
No, there's no moral shir.
No.